This brings us to the real challenge most business owners face. You've got an engaged audience, but you're struggling to convert them into paying clients. The temptation is to push harder, message more people, or be more aggressive about promoting your services. But the solution is not pushing harder. It's understanding the difference between people who are genuinely interested in what you offer and people who are simply casual browsers. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Something happened to me on Facebook recently that perfectly illustrates everything that's wrong with how people try to convert followers into clients. I got a friend request from someone I didn't know, but they seemed to be in a similar business space, so I accepted it. Literally within moments, I received this message. Hey, Nikki, hope your day is flowing gently. Insert name, helps women who feel stuck, burnt out, or unsure what's next, despite looking successful. She offers a free clarity call to realign your energy and purpose. Would that feel supportive right now? I stared at my screen thinking, are you joking? This person had friend requested me under completely false pretenses. Then immediately hit me with a sales pitch for something that couldn't be more wrong for me if she'd tried. Anyone who spent 5 minutes looking at my content would know that asking a driven business strategist if they need to realign their energy and purpose is about as far off target as you can get. When I called this out on my social media, most people agreed it was spam, but some people defended it, saying she was just doing her job and trying to make sales. That response actually worried me because it shows how many people think this approach is acceptable. I'm all in favor of encouraging people to make sales. But not like this. This approach is unacceptable and was made even worse by the fact that she'd clearly been hired to do this on someone else's behalf. So was the middlewoman spamming me on behalf of somebody else? Today, I'm going to show you why this type of approach kills relationships before they even start and what you could be doing instead to genuinely convert followers and connections into paying clients. Let's break down exactly why this approach was wrong on every single level, because understanding these mistakes will help you avoid them. First, the friend request under false pretenses. She sent me a connection request, not because she wanted to connect or build a relationship, but because she wanted access to message me directly. This immediately started our interaction with deception. Second, the immediate sales pitch. Within minutes of me accepting her request, she launched into her sales message. No conversation, no relationship building, no attempt to understand who I am or what I might actually need. Third, zero research about her target. If she'd spent even 2 minutes looking at my content, she'd know I run a marketing agency. I'm driven and goals focused, and I'm also well known as not being woo. I often talk about that in my content. Her message about realigning energy and purpose showed she hadn't bothered to learn anything about me. Fourth, the generic template message. This clearly wasn't written for me specifically. It was a copy and paste job she was probably sending to dozens, if not hundreds, of people. Fifth, the assumption about my needs. She assumed I was stuck, burnt out, or unsure what's next, despite all of my content showing the opposite. This approach doesn't just fail to convert. It actually damages relationships and reputation. When I shared this experience, lots of people commented with similar stories. This type of behavior gives us all in business a bad name. Now, some people defended this person, saying she was just trying to make sales and doing her job. But being desperate for sales doesn't excuse spammy behavior. Your need to make money doesn't give you the right to deceive people and waste their time. Real relationship building takes more effort, but it actually works. Spammy tactics like this might occasionally luck into a sale, but they burn through goodwill and damage your reputation in the process. So, what could she have done instead? If this person had genuinely wanted to build a relationship that could lead to business, she could have started by actively engaging with my content. She could have commented thoughtfully on my posts, shared insights that showed she understood my approach, or asked genuine questions about my work. She could also have introduced the person she was trying to get me to buy from. I still have no idea who that is. After building some rapport through genuine engagement, if she noticed something in my content that genuinely connected to what she offers, she could have mentioned it naturally, but only if there was a real connection, not a forced one. The key difference here is intent. Was she trying to help me with something I actually needed? Or was she trying to force me into her sales process, regardless of whether it made sense for me or not? This brings us to the real challenge most business owners face. You've got an engaged audience, but you're struggling to convert them into paying clients. The temptation is to push harder, message more people, or be more aggressive about promoting your services. But the solution is not pushing harder. It's understanding the difference between people who are genuinely interested in what you offer and people who are simply casual browsers. Most of your followers, at any given time, are what I refer to as browsers. They enjoy your content. They find it helpful. They might even save your posts for later, on a good day. But they're not actively trying to solve the problem right now. They're learning, staying informed, being inspired. These followers are valuable. They're building awareness of who you are and what you do. But mixed in with those browsers are people who are actively looking for help with a problem they're facing right now. They're not simply consuming your content out of general interest. They're evaluating whether you might be the person to help them. Most business owners create content that appeals to browsers while completely missing the people who are actually ready to invest in help, ending up with an audience that loves your tips and inspiration, but never takes the next step. Once you start noticing this difference, you'll approach your content differently and you'll get much better at spotting genuine opportunities. Browsers leave general comments like, "Great tips," or "Thanks for sharing this." People actively seeking help ask specific questions about their situation or mention particular challenges they're facing. Browsers engage consistently but broadly across many different topic ideas. People looking for solutions engage intensely with content related to their specific problem area. Browsers share your content because they think others might find it interesting. People seeking help save your content because they want to refer back to it for their own situation. Once you start noticing these differences, you'll begin to spot the followers who are genuinely considering working with someone like you. When someone comments on your post about pricing strategy saying, "I really struggle with this, I never know how much to charge," that's completely different from someone saying, "Great post about pricing." The first person is telling you they have an active problem. The second person just found your post interesting. When someone messages you privately to ask a specific question about their business situation, they're showing they're actively seeking a solution. They're not simply consuming your content, they're wondering whether you could help them personally. When someone engages with multiple pieces of your content, all related to the same topic area, they're showing a focused interest that goes beyond casual following. What you're really after is people who are moving from casual browsing to actively considering whether they need help. This shift doesn't happen overnight, and people don't usually announce it clearly. But how do you respond to these signals without seeming pushy or overly sales focused? How do you bridge that gap between helpful content creator and potential service provider? The answer lies in what I call helpful positioning. Instead of switching into sales mode immediately when you spot this behavior, rather position yourself as someone who has helped others with similar challenges. When someone comments about struggling with pricing, instead of immediately pitching your services, you might respond with, "I've helped several clients work through exactly this challenge, and the key thing I've found is understanding your value from your client's perspective, not just your own pricing." Then, if appropriate, you might add, but probably later, "Happy to point you towards some extra resources that could help if you'd like." This approach demonstrates your expertise and experience while also offering additional help without being pushy. You're showing you understand the problem and have successfully solved it before, which plants the seed that you could potentially help them too. You're also giving them an easy way to express further interest by asking for resources, which opens the door for a more detailed conversation. One of the biggest mistakes I see is business owners who either ignore these signals completely or respond with immediate sales pitches. Both approaches miss the opportunity to build genuine connection. Ignoring these signals means missing chances to help people who are actively looking for solutions. These are warm prospects, but if you don't recognize and respond to their interest appropriately, they'll find someone else who does. Responding with immediate sales pitches feels incredibly jarring. Someone shares a challenge and you immediately reply with, I can help you, book a call. This approach often backfires because it feels a bit desperate and more like you're hunting for sales than genuinely keen to help. The sweet spot then is acknowledging their challenge, demonstrating your relevant expertise, and offering a small next step that feels helpful rather than sales focused. When someone who's actively looking for help engages with your content, they're essentially raising their hand and saying, I have this problem. Your response needs to acknowledge that you've seen their hand raise, understand their problem, and can potentially help, but without immediately jumping into, let me see if I can sell you something. Think of it like being a helpful friend. When someone mentions they're struggling with something, you don't immediately pitch your services. You offer a useful piece of support or insight or suggestion. If it helps them, they'll naturally think of you as someone who understands their challenges and might reach out when they need more comprehensive support. The most effective approach is demonstrating your expertise through mini solutions rather than getting stuck simply talking about your expertise again and again. When someone mentions struggling with social media consistency, instead of saying, I help people with social media strategy, you might share a specific insight like, the mistake I see most often is sharing different content topics every day. Most people who master consistency batch create content around three core themes rather than starting afresh each time. This response shows that you understand the real challenge behind their struggle, demonstrates your specific knowledge about solutions, and provides immediate value. If they want more help, they now have a clear sense of how you think about and solve problems. You're also subtly indicating that you work with clients on these exact issues without making it about selling your services. Another effective approach is sharing relevant examples. I do this every day in my Instagram DMs, giving genuine answers that will help people, starting real conversations, sharing freely and openly, and pointing them to more of my free support, such as Marketing Mondays and specific lead magnets. I might also discuss a previous client's success. Recently, on a discovery call, someone asked me if I only work with experienced business owners, and I was able to share the success of my client Lydia, who, despite only having been in business for 3 months, was able to generate a 255% return on her investment in coaching with me because she doesn't have a beginner's mindset. She's ready to invest, apply herself, and is always building momentum to hit the next level. Shout out to Lydia, you're awesome. Sharing client results like this shows you've successfully solved similar problems or worked with clients in similar situations, provides insight into what effective solutions look like, and positions you as somebody who gets results. It's educational and helpful while also demonstrating your capabilities. The key is to make your examples specific enough to be useful, but not so detailed that they feel like free consulting sessions. Now, while being helpful is crucial, there is a balance to strike. One area where lots of business owners struggle is waiting too long to transition from helpful content creator to someone who offers paid services. You can be so focused on providing free value that you never create opportunities for people to work with you. But how do you know when someone might be ready for that transition? Usually it's after you've had a few helpful exchanges, when someone starts asking follow-up questions, or when they might mention they've tried your suggestions and want to know what next steps might help. These are signals they're moving beyond casual interest and towards buying intent. People who are actively looking for help want to find someone who can help them, is logical. If you never mention that you offer services, never create opportunities for deeper conversations, never guide people towards working with you, you're actually doing them a disservice. The skill is to create these opportunities in ways that feel natural and helpful rather than pushy or sales focused. When you've been consistently helpful to someone who's shown these signals, it becomes natural to mention that you offer more comprehensive help. You might drop into conversation, you know, this actually sounds similar to what I help business owners work through in my programs. If you'd like to explore whether that might be a fit, I'm happy to have a quick conversation about your specific situation. This type of approach acknowledges that you've been helpful so far, indicates you offer more substantial assistance, and invites them to learn more without applying pressure. You're also making it about their situation specifically rather than your services generally, showing a genuine desire to help them and making the whole conversation feel more personalized and relevant. Another effective approach is what I call creating invitation content. This is content that specifically addresses people who might be considering working with someone like you. For example, if you've been following my content for a while and thinking about getting my strategic help with your marketing, here's what working together typically looks like. Then you explain your process, your approach, and what kind of results your clients typically see. This content serves multiple purposes. It educates people about what professional help in your area actually involves. It helps them self-select whether they might be a good fit, and it gives them permission to consider working with you. People often need explicit permission to move from free content consumer to potential client. Invitation content provides that permission. I've had people in the past thank me for reaching out to them with this type of message because they were genuinely wondering whether they were the type of person I work with. The biggest mindset shift most business owners need to make is understanding that selling is helping. When someone has a problem you can solve, and you have the skills and experience to genuinely help them get better results, offering your services is helpful, not pushy. The key word is genuinely. You need to honestly believe that working with you would be beneficial for this person. If you're not confident about that, work on your skills, your processes, or your ability to help before focusing on converting followers. Thinking carefully about what they've told you about their specific situation also comes into play here. It may not be the right time for them, and I have turned down opportunities to work with clients because I always want to honestly recommend what is best for them at that moment in time. And it may not be working with you at that specific moment in time. Maybe there's some work they need to do themselves first to get them to that step. So if you know you can help someone get better results than they would alone, solve their problems more efficiently, or avoid costly mistakes, then not offering your services is actually doing them a disservice. This mindset shift changes everything about how you approach potential sales conversations. Instead of feeling like you're trying to convince someone to buy something they might not need, you're offering help to someone who's actively looking for solutions. The most successful business owners make it easy for interested people to take it to the next step. When someone shows interest in working with you, they have a clear next step that feels manageable and low pressure. This might be a quick conversation to discuss their situation, a questionnaire that helps you both understand whether you're a good fit, or information about your services that answers their likely questions. The goal is to remove friction, not create barriers. People who are ready to explore working with you shouldn't have to jump through hoops to get the basic information. I also recommend having different entry points for different comfort levels. Some people are ready to book a consultation straight away. Others want to understand more about your approach first. Some prefer email exchanges before phone calls or direct messages. I've once had somebody join my Fully Booked Bootcamp program after 59 interactions, voice notes, DMs, and sales calls. It was worth it in the end for them because they joined the program and it was exactly what they needed. They just had a lot of questions first, and that is fine. Having options makes it easier for people to engage in whatever way feels most comfortable to them. The contrast between genuine relationship building and spammy tactics could not be clearer. One approach respects your audience, builds trust, and creates lasting business relationships. The other destroys goodwill and damages your reputation. When you consistently provide value, demonstrate expertise, show genuine interest in helping people solve their problems, and make it easy for the interested people to take the next step, the conversation process becomes a whole lot more natural. We talk about these strategies and more at Marketing Mondays. This is where we work through real examples and help you develop the skills to turn your engaged followers into paying clients. Head to nickihutchison.com/Monday to join our community. But remember, these sessions are only free until the end of September. So make sure you join us soon. And if you want to dive deeper into creating content that actually generates leads in the first place, make sure you listen to episode 12, where I share my step-by-step content strategy specifically designed for lead generation. Thanks for tuning in to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies that you can use to go from overlooked to fully booked. Until then, remember, your followers are unique individuals with different needs and different levels of readiness to work with someone like you. When you learn to recognize the signals they're giving and respond appropriately, converting followers into clients becomes a natural part of building relationships rather than a separate sales challenge for you to tackle. For now, take care and keep marketing.